Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I need to start with, the story of our time. You know, the story of, you know, this community. A decision that we have been waiting on, anticipating for, at this point, months. You know? Mm-hmm. First, we were waiting on the reclassification announcement for Musa Cisse. That happened. Then we were waiting on the college decision for Musa the next week. Well, that never happened. It got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back.
Right.
And here we are, July the 6th, and Musa Cisse, still a five-star big man, 6'11", has yet to announce his decision. And one of the things that I think from jump that we were very adamant about on this show was that the longer this thing goes, the better it is for Penny Hardaway. Facts only. We said that time and time and time and time again, because I talked to several people who were just hell-bent on the fact that if Musa Cisse had committed when he said he was going to originally commit, it would have been for LSU. He would have gone to LSU. For one reason or another, they said it was because of the unrest in our country, the protests at that time, that it was not appropriate to announce a decision or whatever you would like to believe. He has not announced it yet. It's been delayed at this point, I think, you know, a month, month and a half. And so over the weekend, I will just be fully transparent. You know, I've written about Musa, and we've talked about Musa on this show, how Memphis feels good about the way that it's recruiting him, how he's been in the city of Memphis, how it was significant that he came back from New York and was playing pickup, you know, with Memphis players and Ja, et cetera.
Right.
You know, we talked about all those things, and we've pretty much kept you up to date on everything. And on Saturday, on my birthday, on the 4th of July.
I didn't even ask you how that went. We'll do that a little later.
Yeah, it was the greatest.
Selfish of me not to ask you that, wasn't it?
It was
get
selfish.
Straight to the
but that's
news.
Fine. No, I understand there are things selfish. Bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know, there literally and figuratively, there are things that are bigger than me.
Go on.
I got a call around 11 o'clock a.m., and that call was basically as follows. I think Penny is going to pull this off. I think Penny is going to get this thing done. Hearing good things about Musa Cisse, and continue to hear throughout the day that was true. And then what you see, I don't do the crystal ball thing. I don't have a profile or whatever. But Corey Evans changed his pick around noon, and everybody else followed. Brian Snow changed his pick later in the day. And so now I think if you go to the crystal ball over at 247, Memphis is the overwhelming favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote on June 16th that at that time there was mounting concern. LSU believed it was done beginning of June, right? They believed that they had Moose a done deal, you know, first week of June. They believed 100%. That they had Musa Cisse done to Baton Rouge. But I would say around the middle of the month, there was mounting concern from that side that Memphis was going to pull it off. And that was, you know, I wrote that on June 16th. And here we are July 6th, and it feels like perhaps that baton has officially sort of been passed in the race for Moussa Cisse. Perhaps Memphis has, you know, taken the lead. That is the indications I got over the weekend. And, you know, I think when you sort of juxtapose that with what national analysts are saying and believing now, at this point, you know, I think I would be surprised if Memphis does not end up with Moussa Cisse.
Well, let me add, look, wow, because we've talked about what that would represent, how much of a change in terms of your ceiling that represents. Let me ask you this, because I'm sure many are wondering. When he picked up last time, when it went, gonna commit, would it have been LSU then? Had Penny done something here within the last few days, last week or so? Or is it just that wave of, you know, getting around finally, those ripples getting to the, you know, getting to the other analysts, the call coming to you, the ripples going out after that? You know, has Penny done something here in the last few days, the last week, to change? Would it have been LSU week ago? We talked about it at the beginning of June.
Right.
Obviously, if he, you know, LSU thinks it's got it locked up then. Has something happened, or has Penny had this for a while and the people are now starting to be believers? You know, I guess either way.
Right.
The big news is that feels like Memphis all of a sudden is the favorite for Moussa Cisse. Clearly, that's the feeling here today on Monday at 11:15. Clearly.
Yeah.
But did Penny do something to change things?
I don't think he did anything to change things.
The extra time has helped him.
I just think that's the difference in this recruitment. Like, when we look back at it, you know, it's going to be that decision to postpone it, which allows Memphis sort of that
gives
second
them extra time.
Win, you know what I mean? Yeah. That second win of this recruitment. And by the way, like, I think there were two serious inflection points in this recruitment. One was the decision to delay the announcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason is. The second part is him coming back to Memphis. He left Memphis. He was in New York. And I don't know if the plan was always to come back. I don't know.
Working out with his guy, right?
Yeah, Chris Brickley, the former, you know, he's a big time, you know, NBA trader. I don't know if the plan was to stay there and announce LSU or whatever, but he came back. I think those two developments.
Came back, he's in the gym, he's got, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that has stood the test of time in Memphis basketball recruiting. When you are in the gravitational pool of University of Memphis basketball, it is hard to escape it. It is. It's been done before, but you can almost count on one hand how many times. Tony Harris, Jarnell Stokes, in terms of guys who were truly, you know, recruited by Memphis, truly wanted by Memphis, that lived here. I mean, any others jump out? I mean, those two are the ones for me. And Jarnell, I know Memphis always says they didn't have a scholarship available for him to enroll mid-semester.
Yeah, well, you can't. I mean, he couldn't take one guy off of that.
Right.
I mean, there was some truth to that. It wasn't.
Yeah.
They should have been in better position.
Right, right, right.
Was the lesson learned.
Because
you
knew that was a possibility, you know, the whole time.
No question about it. And what you had on scholarship just didn't justify not having one
right
for Jarnell.
It wasn't like you had 15 Jacksons on
at
the roster.
Point. I mean, Ball felt the pull a little bit, like you talked about. But again, you know, I'm just gonna be real honest with you. You're in a gym where, again, most of the Memphis basketball community, and no, not all of it tied to Memphis, but still, even with that, some of it's still working at times for Memphis. In the case of a Ja Morant, who sort of picked up that baton, he's still gonna recruit for Murray State, sure. But we've seen him willing to say good things about the local program. And so when you're in a gym with those guys and with Adonis and all, you know, and I'll be real honest with you. You talk about the pull of it and sort of the connection. Man, we've seen it, and it's public, so there's no need to keep, you know. William Anderson's been there the whole time, too.
Yes, he has.
And there's that tie, too. Him and Penny go way back. The head coach over
and there are other ties as well.
But that, too, that he's always been close by. But here's the point. Clearly, he's trusted by Moussa Cisse. Clearly, because anytime most times you see the Moussa out in public, William is there. And so my point is, that's a guy who is close to Penny, clearly. Those two have had a long-time friendship, who's close, obviously, to the Cisse situation. It's an advantage for Penny, no matter what way you look at this.
Yep.
Right? Whether you thought that this was the deal all along, oh my gosh, look, I mean, you know, look at the Memphis ties already to that. Or you think here at the end it could, you know, help push Memphis over the top. The extra days with a guy, again, trusted by Penny, who's also trusted by the, you know, the folks around Moussa Cisse.
Yep.
He's one of the people around him.
Yep.
Let's be real. And so back to the point, in your backyard, that is an advantage. It's a clear advantage, whereas, sure, LSU can reach out anytime and get this kid over the phone, get him in a Zoom or whatever else, but there's constant contact, clearly, or at least the ability to do that
yep.
in a more thorough way when you're Penny Hardaway in the situation that's set up with Moussa. And so, I mean, again, I just keep seeing, you know, this last time Moussa out this church, and right there is William smiling. I'm not saying smiling, knowing the whole time this kid's going to Memphis, but right. What an advantage for Memphis.
No doubt.
The same advantage we've talked about all the time. When you're here, there's going to be a pull, and especially when Penny Hardaway is the head coach at Memphis. So
yep.
We said this, well, to your point, the longer it went, that's what the bottom line amounts to here, the better it was for Memphis.
And I will also just add this, like, you know, Penny is no fool. Penny knows how badly he needs Moussa and the good PR that comes with Moussa. It's not just getting a five-star big man, which is the biggest hole on your roster right now. It's the fact that, let's just be honest, I mean, Memphis has taken some bullets the last few months. I mean, they didn't get any of their real priorities in the class of 2020 and Jalen Green and Greg Brown.
Struck out big on Jalen Green.
Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. And Greg Brown, too.
The stakes were high.
Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. And you know, they got the IRP hanging over. They got, you know, Mike left. I mean, so it's not been – you know, it's not been a great spring compared to last spring. I mean, this one looks like, you know, a desert, right? And so it's not lost on Penny or that staff how badly, A, they need, you know, just the good PR just to sort of remind people that, hey, things are not all bad at the University of Memphis. But B, like, you look at that roster and you feel really good about where you're at from a guard perspective. You know, because you're bringing back Boogie, Lester, DJ, and we'll see what happens with Landers and DeAndre. But Moussa into that mix, we've said it before, we can't change what we feel now that they're on the precipice, on the cusp of getting this kid. I mean, they're very clearly going to be in the conversation for a preseason top 25 ranking. They're going to be clearly, I think, co-favorites with Houston to win the league. And I think they're going to be a projected tournament team with a chance to make a second weekend when you add a guy like Moussa, you know, provided that, you know, he puts on a uniform. We have to sort of add that caveat now, like, mm-hmm. with in these times. But, you know, if all that comes together, why can't Memphis be a Sweet 16 team? Why can't Memphis be a second weekend team? I mean, offensively, the firepower is there. You know, Lester's percentages are going to go up. I'm buying all the DJ Jeffrey stock that you'll allow me to have. Boogie's going to take a big step. And then defensively, you know, you plug that hole with, to me, one of the, you know, some people have said he's the best shot blocker they've seen in you know, high school basketball in decades. So, you know, I mean, you're loaded. Memphis is loaded if they get Moussa Cisse.
It changes the game for next year. We'll get to, you know, when you play the college basketball season and how many of us can actually be there to witness it. But let's be real, and it's funny how a college basketball story, especially here in Memphis with recruiting, anytime you're talking about a guy that who could be a lottery pick, let's face it, after a year in college, it very well could be with the kind of shot blocker he is. It's pretty amazing how it'll make you forget, well, are we going to have a college basketball season at all? We'll set that off to the side. The idea of Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, I'm buying a lot of stock in DJ Jeffries at the three, if that's what you're telling me now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's a possibility he's already that, maybe with some combination of Rand and Malcolm or Avery, you figure that out, or DeAndre Williams in that mix as well. But if you're doing DJ at the three, DeAndre Williams, who we think will get the waiver at the four, Moussa Cisse at the five, that's something you get excited about. Like we talked about, it completely changes in terms of what you can get done next season. Think about off the bench again, and I'm not saying this was the way Penny would do it, but look at what you've got now coming from a bench standpoint. Lomax coming off the bench like he was doing last year. Lance Thomas, a guy who's been around, plug some holes for you. Ball, but now you've got Rand and Dandridge coming off the bench as sort of an injection guys rather than and Rand might be ready. You know, he would have been probably forced into that position had you not been able to land a Moussa Cisse, where, again, a junior college, one of the best shot blockers in the country, all of a sudden he becomes a secondary weapon in terms of what he can bring defensively if you bring in a Moussa Cisse ahead of him. The depth all of a sudden.
Yep.
And again, that's assuming that DeAndre gets the waiver.
Right.
Landers Nolley does not, because if you got Landers Nolley, all of a sudden that starting lineup looks a lot different. I'm just kind of going on where we think it might be
exactly.
As of today.
Yep.
As of today on July 6th. So it's exciting to think about. Again, there is the idea of, okay, now you got to play it out. Now you got to have a season. But my gosh, what a get this would be for Memphis in terms of what it can get done when we do have college basketball.
I mean, listen, yeah. I think we are gonna find a way to play. I'm not as worried about college basketball because to me, college basketball is something that you could easily move to January of 2020 or 2021 because you don't. I mean, there's no real meaningful basketball games that you play before
Correct.
January anyway. I mean, Memphis had some games in the Bahamas and against Auburn that will suck to lose. But at the end of the day, it's about the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's college basketball, and they can't lose another season of revenue from March Madness.
Well, just what would really help it is the idea, if we're watching, and I know it's a different, but if we watch the NBA and they go ahead and crown a champion and you get through it, right? The actual playing of the basketball in terms of being out there and you keep the case numbers low,
yep.
That'll be a good feeling in terms of that point, the NCAA, which doesn't want to miss out, certainly, on its March Madness check. But it can feel good about that, have something to point to. Oh, they got it done. Now they're restarting. Here, we're going along with it. Again, just the idea of playing basketball, period, without having some huge spike. I'm so confident we'll have it. Are people going to be there to watch? You know, who knows? Are we in a different place in the spring than we are this fall in terms of being able to be there and watch? Yeah. But I'll be happy to watch it on television.
Well, because most
of the country will.
Let's be honest about it. Getting Musa Cisse it's much bigger than simply 2020 and the 2020 season. This is something that is going to have an impact in 2021, 2022, because
another lottery pick.
Exactly, that's exactly right. Because now, if you can truly point to Precious, and we'll see with James, right? Like James has not talked the whole hell of a lot publicly about the University of Memphis, but if he did come out and sort of endorse, you know, Penny after he gets drafted, that you could absolutely point to him. And then if you add Musa, you know, if you want to claim RJ as well, like, I mean, now you're sort of building a real body of work, right? You're building a real body of work that will sort of pay dividends for you in the classes. I mean, 2021, super important class. 2022, super important class, because you're filtering out the Lesters and the Boogies and the DJs and the Alex Lomaxes of the world, and you're sort of rebuilding your program. So you have to hit. You have to hit in 2020 with high school kids too. By the way,
well,
like you have to hit with those type of prospects.
You get another one. No one can deny your story, John. No matter what, no matter who's on your staff or not. That if you got Penny Hardaway, he gets lottery picks in there, or guys that at one point. You know, it's, are they first round? Are they, Precious Achiuwa in that sense looks like he's moved up, but a guy that gets those types of players here, they get better at Memphis. That's a story you can sell, again, no matter who's on the staff or not. And so it's something that as a head coach you move forward with, that it's not just, you got a guy like Mike Miller who's super valuable. It's not just those connections. That it's so important in terms of the rest of it. That's a story you can continue to sell. And listen, like we said, Penny didn't come here to hit singles. You know, he came here to hit home runs and grand slams. He wants big for Memphis.
Exactly.
And so, again, you want to go that route and continue to go, you know, be able to land those fish. You've got to be able to point to some evidence that when you do, right, they come here, they improve their stock.
Yep.
You know, not just kind of stay in place or fall back. At one point, it was, you know, there was a fear of that for Precious Achiuwa. James Wiseman leaves. Precious's role change. He drops a little bit as Memphis is figuring out things in terms of really more so, you know, NBA scouts trying to figure out, okay, what is he? The Gavonis of the world trying to figure out. You saw him drop in some mock drafts.
Yep.
Comes back up. Absolutely shines for Memphis the rest of the way through. It's a story you can continue to tell. All of a sudden, you got Musa Cisse, another possible lottery pick. You can keep that going. And again, it's so important for Penny Hardaway, right? Because that shows, hey, it's about me and the program, and come play for Memphis and for me, and I'll continue to do it year after year with these elite level prospects.
Exactly.
It's one thing to say that. It's another thing when you could continue to point to the body of work.
Yeah.
And nobody can deny you.
Yeah, and so, you know, listen,
huge.
It is a huge development, you know, sort of over the weekend for Memphis basketball, and it really does sort of drive home to me that once Penny locks in, man, especially on a local, he's going to get him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.